SCP-1048, Builder Bear. Killer dolls and toys are not exactly a new concept for horror, with Chucky being the prime example. And although they can often be unnerving, it can be difficult to make them truly frightening. I've already talked about the efficacy of taking innocent concepts and using them in horror writing, and with 1048, we find an SCP that makes an effort to be as innocent and cute as it can before revealing its much darker side. SCP-1048 is a small teddy bear, showing no unusual physical qualities, but is capable of moving and thinking of its own accord. While unable to speak, it can communicate with gestures, and responds to yes or no questions asked of it. Most of the time, 1048 shows affection to those nearby, with hugs, dances, jumping in place, or by drawing pictures. All individuals exposed to these affections respond positively, even D-class with sociopathic tendencies. For 7 months after discovering 1048, the Foundation believed this to be the extent of 1048's anomalous properties, and although they attempted to question it about its nature or origin, it refused to answer, either not knowing or not wishing to divulge the information. Eventually, 1048's true anomalous property came to light, as it's capable of constructing crude copies of itself using alternative materials, both organic and inorganic. These copies have so far all been capable of independent movement, and are all extremely hostile towards humans. It's believed that 1048 shows affection to those around it in order to lull them into a false sense of security, so that it can secretly gather materials. The first instance of a copy was discovered roaming a facility along with 1048, as it was allowed to freely move across the site to improve morale. This copy resembled a teddy bear similar to 1048, but seemed to be constructed entirely out of human ears. Witnesses reported that 1048 was giving the copy a tour of the facility, until a security team arrived and attempted to contain it. The copy emitted a high-pitched shrieking sound, inflicting intense pain to any who heard it, and causing ear-like growths to appear on the bodies of everyone within 5 meters. These growths covered the affected individuals in 20 seconds, and they each died a few minutes later due to an abundance of growths in their mouths and tracheas. Both SCP-1048 and the copy fled the scene and have yet to be recontained, although they are still apparently within the facility. Shortly after this incident, a researcher was found to be missing an ear, removed somehow while he was sleeping. But no other individuals were found with missing ears, so it's unknown how 1048 managed to create the copy. Another copy was discovered in the site's cafeteria sometime later, appearing nearly identical to 1048, but moving in an irregular, jerky manner. Something seemed to be moving inside of this copy, and a burst seam revealed the presence of the hand and arm of a human infant, which began grasping at the air. Upon seeing this, a female researcher screamed, causing the copy to emit its own scream, similar to that of an infant. It's implied then that the copy attempted to forcefully crawl its way into the researcher's womb, causing massive internal damage. A security team arrived, forcing them to do something to both the researcher and the copy. 3 hours after the incident, a doctor was found unconscious and bleeding in her office, and it was determined that an abortion was performed on her while she was sleeping. Her 8-month-old fetus was never found, and it's believed that it was used to create this second copy. The third copy created by 1048 was found by a doctor when he went to write up the incident report about the last copy, with this one being composed entirely of rusted metal scraps, showing that 1048 can also utilize inorganic materials. This copy ran through the facility, killing and maiming a number of personnel, apparently by jumping through them. The copy escaped capture, and it's possibly still located somewhere within the facility, along with the first copy and 1048 itself. There's definitely some unnerving incidents here, especially with the second copy, but one thing left completely unknown are 1048's motives. It clearly possesses some level of intellect, so what causes it to create such monstrous copies? Whether it's simply malicious, or it was created by someone to carry out these actions, 1048 is considered highly dangerous, and it's unknown how many of its creations are undiscovered. I'm going to leave you with a tale about 1048 now, titled Diary of a Young Girl, which doesn't provide any enlightening new revelations about 1048, but does enhance the horror aspect. Rather than ruining the tale through summarization, I will instead read it in its entirety. Dear Diary, my name is Lizzie Byrne, and I am 7 years old. My mommy and daddy and me just moved in a new house in a town called Frankenburg. Mommy says that we came here because of daddy's job, and so the baby can have new room. I am excited for the baby. Mommy says his name will be Tommy, and we will be friends. I hope he will be my friend. Lizzie. Dear Diary, today when me and Mommy were in the top room of the house, I found a teddy bear. When I found him, he started to move. He gave me a hug. I took him in my dress and hid him in the toy cabinet. I named him Benny. He is my new friend. Lizzie. Dear Diary, today my friend Jenny came over to play with me. When I showed her Benny, she said she thought it was the best toy ever. Then Benny went over to my crayons and drew a picture of me and Jenny holding his hands. It was the cutest thing ever. Then Mommy came in and saw him, and she started to yell about it being unnatural. So she took him away and made Jenny leave. I was sad, but then later Benny came back. I gave him my biggest hug and made him promise to never leave me. Dear Diary, today Mommy had to go to the doctor. I don't know why, but Daddy and the doctor said Mommy will be gone for a long time now. They won't let me see Mommy. I don't know where Benny is. He went away, and now I don't know where he went. The doctor said that Tommy is gone too. I want to see Tommy. He was supposed to be my friend. All my friends are gone. Dear Diary, today I went outside while Daddy was at the bar. I was out by the bench when Benny was there. I picked him up and hugged and kissed and told him I loved him. It was happy, and then the best thing ever happened. Tommy was there too. He moved kind of funny and looked like Benny on the outside, but I knew it was Tommy. I picked them both up and took them to the toy room. Tommy is all lumpy and slow, but he plays just the same as Benny. I love him. Lizzie. Dear Diary, today I saw that Daddy was sad, so I asked him why he was sad. He said that, Lizzie, you need to stop asking so many goddamn questions. I asked him if he missed Tommy, and he didn't say anything. So I went and showed him Tommy. Daddy went all weird and ran into the kitchen. He wouldn't stop crying and crying and crying. I told him that me and Tommy loved him forever. He told me to go. I went to my room and held Tommy for a long, long time. Lizzie. Dear Diary, today I found a new friend. His name is Davy, and he will be my friend forever. He is made of Daddy. I don't know where Daddy is, but he didn't love me as much as me and Tommy loved him. I thought Daddy loved me. He told me he hated me. I don't go in the house anymore. I stay with Benny. He brings me and Tommy food, and we have all the love we need. We are a family together with love. Nobody can take it away.